And I thought maybe he would be in a delicate position. He couldn't side against the Confederacy because he'd been living here some time and he was in love with one of them. But anyway, he was regarded as a Southerner and as a rebel, and he received an amnesty and pardon from the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, Grandfather had lived in Charleston and Aiken, South Carolina, for a long time, so there wasn't any question about it, on which side he belonged.
Where was your father born? Was he born in Charleston?
He was born in Charleston. 1849.
Mm-hmm. Is that where your grandfather was born, Charleston?
I don't know. Somewhere in South Carolina, it may have been Aiken, A-I-K-E-N. He was superintendent of a railroad up there.
Your grandfather was?
Grandfather. Yes. And evidently his men liked him, because when he left, they presented him with a pitcher and cup engraved, and also a 2-foot folding ruler marked with inches on one side and meters on the other, mounted in German silver and engraved to show that it was given to him by the men of the railroad in 1852.
Do you still have that?
Hmm?
Do you have that?
I gave that to my nephew in Natchez. He'll be here longer than I will, so I gave it to him.
How much education did your parents have?
There's a little story to that. Mother, I guess schools were rather rudimentary around here about that time. She was born in 1852. Mm-hmm. My mother and her cousin went to a girls' school, they probably called it a seminary in those days, in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And in 1876, they were ready to come home. My grandfather, I'm going too fast for you.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Was in a sort of wholesale grocery business, and he shipped quite a bit of freight by the Anchor Line. That was the best boats were Anchor Liners. Mm-hmm. And when the girls were ready to come home in June 1876, that's not right, 70. 76 was the year of the cutoff, 1870. Mother was 18. Her cousin, I imagine, was about the same age, I don't know. But anyway, my father went down to bring them home, and he persuaded the captain of the Robert E. Lee to bring him and the girls home to Vicksburg during the famous race. So they were hustled off with their domes, top trunks, you know, and were on the way and won the race.
So, you think your mother had about a college education, or?
I doubt it. I think it was a
preparatory school education.
It was just a girls' school. I don't think it was as high as a college education. Many of them had just no more than a boarding school education in those days. There weren't so many colleges that were nearby. Mm-hmm. They were in New England and way up in Virginia and whatnot, and travel was difficult in those days. So not many of them had college educations as far back as 1870.
Mm-hmm. What about your father?
Don't know. They lived in South Carolina, and